This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Well, all right. Get out. Kool-Aid. Brick City in the house. Spanish Harlem, Brooklyn, all that good, good. Sorry, look at it. We shutting down these bitch ass niggas. Tired of y'all, swear to God. Make me wanna bang my head in the wall. Fuck them all with a capital F. Usa. Now that I got that off my chest, see me fresh to death in that helmet lane. But a soft IQ of a genius, but I can't turn the gutter off. From a different cut of cloth. Boarding school, gangster, Bellsburg, Dayton, High Street. Fuck is y'all. Pimp out of Patterson, skeeted in my mother raw. There I was with a doll. Bad habits rubbing off. This ain't no fantasy football. I whoop y'all ass. Try me. I show you what's grimy. I show you what it mean to be the best rhyme chick. Never slip when I spit. Tom Toms is not six. And I ain't trying to make that a story. In fact, I ain't trying to say nothing. Short P said it for me.
Yeah, ma, you ain't gotta say nothing. Already, these suckers stay frontin'.
Come on.
Y'all gonna make us spray something. Instead, we overseas. Straight stuntin'. Ma, you ain't gotta say nada. Respect that, they gotta when they holler.
All right.
Or else Steve could get being mala. If it ain't about that dollar, then why bother?
Forever be flaunt shit. Hand full of stones, the infinity gauntlet. I walk with broke niggas that can't afford shit. Raw shit, four spit, left in the morgue stiff. Cream felines go with the velour, bitch. Gears gorgeous, the footwear is enormous. I'm waving the hammer, I'm banging the fire. I'm David Banner, I'm changing the tire. You know me, homie, the hoodie black. Phony, homie Josie and the pussycat. Ain't nothing new to the speech, bitch. Beat a nigga down like the juice did Jesus. Passion of Christ, it's the passion of price. Backwards, slap with a gun, stab with a knife. Nigga, to say what Sean say, it take 10 J's, he's in 3,000 Andres. Yeah. Digga. Sean Brew.
Tony Touch.
You know, let's go.
Yeah, dude, you ain't gotta say nothing.
Come on.
Already these suckers stay frontin'.
Say what?
Y'all gonna make us spray something. Instead we overseas straight stuntin'. Yeah, homes, you ain't gotta say nada. Respect that, they gotta when they holler. Or else things can get being mala. If it ain't about a dollar, then by baller. Yeah. Fat Philly, que lo que? Kool-Aid on the beat. Tony Touch, freak.
That was the sounds of Kool-Aid. Say Nothing is the name of the track. Rod Digger, Sean Price and Tony Touch on that flavour. It's Sarah Love. It's the one and only place to be on a Monday at 4pm until 6pm. That's right, foodbarradio.com. But first of all, we have to say a big thank you to Ray Peacock. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here. If you've missed any of the shows on Foodbar, you can check them again at foodbarradio.com. So get involved. Last week, we brought you a fantastic guest on the show. That was Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan. So if you missed out on that, make sure you hit up the Sarah Love Mice Diggy podcast, foodbarradio.com. Coming up today, more amazing goodies in treat in store for you. We have an incredible guest this week, Mr. Don Cheadle. More on that later. Maestro is going to be investigating. You know, every week he has to ask you about these burning questions. And we've got new music and the open mic on the way for you. I've got new tunes for you from Havoc, Alchemist, Dilla, Black Milk. We've got UK representatives as well, so hold tight. Get your messages through to me in the studio as well at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But let's hit you with something from a dude who's creating quite a lot of noise at the moment. He goes by the name of K-Tronada. This track features Anderson .Paak and it's called Glowed Up. This is DJ Sarah Love. You're locked into Foodbar Radio.
And it still ain't a goddamn thing they can tell me. What could
compel me to jump in. Get a piece of this bread pudding, wake up, cake up. Walking in the form of my elders, I'm gloater, gloater. Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh? Fuck your story, tell, nigga, pull up. Shit and piss on your head, nigga, clocking. Grab my check out the mail room, then back in. Papa, daddy Warbucks, like Warhol with an 8-ball and a paintbrush. I'm AWOL, but I ain't done.
Full-time killing, bad hole driller. Childhood for the kidding, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling. Bag it for the pill. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up.
Shining, nigga, the silver lining, nickel plated refinery, never sweating the mine. The word to the most honorable, no bullshit in me. Constant laxatives in your child away. That's the shit I can't condone. Full power until we reach the maximum. Gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome. Stacking my capital, I carve in my legacy. Now tell me, is you with me? With me, with me, chaperone.
Full time killing, bad hole. Driller, child of the kidding, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling. Bag it for the pit. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up.
Yeah. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Chowder got me going buff. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Chowder got me going buff. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Life out in the spotlight, but some had to pull you back to the starlight. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. And it's a cold game that you play on, but some had to pull you back where you came from. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. Not just another name.
Microphones up, my show. Professionalism.
God,
we're broadcasting
damn.
Now.
Yeah, all right. Let's do this, man. Let's do this, mother lovers. Who was that? That was Lil Wayne. Don't
I know.
Lie to
my
me,
show
Sarah.
Walked into the studio. He's like, "You playing Lil Wayne?"
Yeah.
And what if I was playing Little Wayne?
I can hear this. I'll be like, right, so it's still all right. That's what I like to see. Just switching it up, man. Soon you'll be cooking, you'll be swagging it out. Maybe not.
That tune was an artist called K Trinada. He's a producer, DJ, and he's got a project with Stone Sir at the moment. That track is called Glowed Up. It's featuring Anderson .Paak on there. The video is really nice, that as well, so go check it out. And he's also dropped a video for a track called Bus Ride, which is featuring Kareem Riggins on drums on that one. So,
oh, Kareem Riggins. Okay, now I get, like, yeah, you see, as soon as you hear a familiar name, you know how you, okay, when you hear something familiar, like, yeah. Wow, okay. Sounds easy. I mean, he does sound Little Wayne-ish. I ain't gonna...
Well, that's the Anderson .Paak dude on the vocals.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, the vocals, I guess, were kind of Wayne-ish.
But actually, you're like a palatable Little Wayne.
Exactly.
He didn't sound like he was auto-tuned. That sounded like he really has got a fucked up voice. You know what I mean?
Yes,
whereas
exactly.
Little Wayne is like, let me try my best to say
I got a messed up voice.
Like,
oh, yeah,
right, whatever, mate.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, that was authentic messed up voice. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. I'm so pleased to see that I am joined today by my super wonderful co-host.
You're damn right. The dynamic duo, the most dangerous duo in the UK right now is here, mother lovers. I'm sorry I'm a bit late. I had a bit of a messed up journey. I got back from Bordeaux this morning. Shouts to Ryanair.
What were you doing
in Bordeaux? Well, I was, you know, I'm touring with this band, Smokey Joe and the Kids. Shout out to Smokey Joe and the Kids, the Bands I Love crew, which is a French band. And they've got me as their front man. And so every more or less every weekend now throughout the year, I'm going to be going over them sides to France.
Amazing.
They're touring their album, Running to the Moon. And so...
So are they... They're not strictly a hip-hop outfit?
No, they're not, which is pretty cool, you know, which I quite like because it's like something different that, you know, I like doing different stuff.
Yeah.
And so they're more of a, they kind of got a name off of the electro swing vibe, you know, years back, but they're getting away from that. They're more of a hip hop outfit, but I think some of the remixes they've done, which is more to do with sort of sampling 20s and 30s style music, you know, but up to date and updating it in a way has given them a sort of electro swing label. But they're more of a hip hop band, more of a hip hop production duo. And so they got in touch with me through one of my agents, Diplomats of Sound. Shout out to Kat. And they just, you know, they're saying, look, we were looking for a front man. And they went through a bunch of UK guys and picked me. I think it might have been the size of my forehead that...
drew their attention.
Yeah, yeah.
It caught their eye.
So, you know, that's, hey, thanks to Mama Mice for the forehead, man. I think it's from Mama Mice, but anyway. So,
it's your advice.
So they hit me up. I went over there and did some rehearsing throughout December and in February. And then now we're gigging like more or less every weekend. So this weekend we did Toulon. I went to Toulon.
Ooh.
And I went to a magical place called Saint-Gaudens.
It was like, natural springs and stuff?
Probably, yeah. I think there are natural. How did you know that?
It sounds Saint-Gaudens, like one. It's got it that kind like of flavour to it.
I mean, it was up in the hills, like up in mountains and all that. And from there, you could see the French Alps.
Ooh.
You know, so it was really nice, man. And we had a good gig there. I've forgotten the name of the event. And it was in French anyway, so I don't think I was meant to know.
All sounds
yeah,
the same.
But it was a really cool night. And basically, it would have been a bit hectic for me to get back yesterday. So I decided to drive back with the guys to Bordeaux. So we did like 7 hours or whatever.
So you've done planes, trains, automobiles.
Yeah. Well, no train. I did actually get in there. I did.
We should do a hip-hop remake of that film.
Yeah, for real, isn't it? Just stuck there. It'd be boring as hell. I was just like, well, now I'm stuck in this airport. And
eating McDonald's.
And then today, I was meant to land in Stansted at 11:15, but I ended up getting back at, I think we landed about like 1:45 in the end. So it's like, you know, over 2 hours delayed.
What is that new thing? Oh, no.
So fuck you very much, Ryanair.
Yeah, no, but what's that new thing where I can't remember what length of time it is where if you're delayed on the plane where you can get like...
Yeah, funny enough,
back.
I tweeted it, and then somebody, but I mean, it's the agency that booked the flights and all that, so
long.
Yeah, AFX. Shout out to AFX. I don't know whether I should be bothered to, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna get shit out of it anyway. apart from just told, okay, we've
sorry
collected
about
the money.
That. Yeah.
So anyway, but I'm here now.
Otherwise, it was good. Yes, you're here now, and that's what matters.
Yes,
the duo reunited to bring you your weekly infusion of hip hop goodness
right here
on foodbarradio.com. And, you know, there's just so much. Oh my gosh. Today we're going to be hearing Mr. Don Cheadle,
Mice.
I got to chat it up with Don Cheadle.
I want to hear how wet he got, chatting to Sarah Love, boy. Like, last week, after hearing Raekwon's wetness, that
yo,
was like,
check
Jesus
it out, y'all.
Christ. Where are we going with this? What are you turning Chef these guys Max into? So I really want to find out what Don Cheadle's up to. So he's Miles Davis, what's it called?
Biopic.
Miles Ahead,
yeah,
right?
It's called Miles Ahead.
That's a really cool name as well for a Miles Davis
Yeah,
biopic.
Which is another Miles Davis song reference. But yeah, so we're going to be hearing from Don Cheadle later. Keep it locked right here, so we'll give you the full lowdown on that. Plus, we got the open mic coming up, which is going to be really fresh. But you know,
true
there's so
love.
Much madness going on in the world where I just think it can be really disheartening sometimes.
It can be.
And so
it
it's just
be.
Really important to like rebalance the equilibrium with the goodness.
All the negativity out there. You lot, all you sharing all your negative bullshit on Facebook.
Oh,
look how shit
God.
This is. Look how crap this is. Oh my God,
look
I can't believe
up.
This
Watch
happened.
How messed up this is. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like how fucked up this is. Go on. So we have to balance it out. It's only right.
Honestly, it's a matter of health and safety. And so that's why on the show, we have a section that we like to call the Big Up.
Big Up, Big Up.
And really, it's just about acknowledging like good things that are going on in the world and good things that are happening to good people or good people that are doing good things. And this week, I had to send a massive
Big Up, Big Up
to, in my opinion, who I think is possibly the greatest MC ever to have done it.
Boy, you know, that's if you're saying that, I can't even. Who am I to argue with you if you're saying something like that about this guy? Especially being that he is from, do you know what I mean? He's from the east side still.
It's still.
That's like, you know what I mean? I'll put my hands up and say, boy, you ain't lying there, Sarah.
But it's the irony that the greatest MC ever to have done it is British. He ain't American. But he's not actually officially British anymore.
No.
So if you don't know who I'm talking about, well, I mean, I'm going to tease you a bit further because obviously we love like a bit of Black Thought here. Like, you know, we've got love for people like Royce da 5'9" and, you know, your Chuck D's, all the greats and everything. But and even when we spoke to Five Dog on the show last December, he said, yeah, Slick Rick was one of his all-time, you know, favourite MCs, him alongside KRS-One. And, like, when you talk to any of these great, like, MC legends, they all have to name-check Slick Rick, innit?
Mm.
Like, they all got name-check Slick Rick or Rakim or, you know, these are
KRS.
One of the names where it's like you can't sleep on someone like Rick. But, and I was always just like, yeah, he's British. But he's not British
so
anymore.
Why are you bigging him up? Then what's this about? Why?
Well, he's really happy. He's had some really good news, and he's really happy with himself after 23 years going through a legal process in the States. He is finally officially a US citizen.
Wow, after 23 years.
He's been battling it for 23 years he's been trying to not be British.
Not be British.
Yeah. So screw you, Slick Rick.
Switching up his accent wasn't enough.
Yeah. And so he just announced it this week. I didn't know that he was Grammy nominated rapper as well.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, but then when you hear how he's nominated for the reason why, and this is also why you have to think like, screw those things like Grammy, MBE, all that nonsense.
Yeah,
because
I'd still want one though, but you
but
know, that's
still,
only because
yeah,
people
yeah.
are dumb enough to follow that shit. But yeah, go
yeah.
ahead.
But you see, like, it's because the Slick Rick, greatest MC, arguably to have ever touched the mic, one of the most influential, most quoted MCs of all time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the most influential genres of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The reason he's Grammy nominated is for Montel Jordan sampling him in "This Is How We Do It."
Are you serious?
Yeah, and because he sampled him, he goes down in the writer's credits for that song.
Oh,
so when that song was nominated for like
he
best R&B track or whatever he's nominated by default.
By default.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, lineage, man. Like, you know, like the reason why people say he's one of the best. There's probably a bunch of MCs. Some of these guys, you know, Ludacris, you know, who else? Probably someone like even Young Jeezy or, you know, some of the Rick Ross, even some of the older guys that are, you know, in their late 30s, 40s, that they were B-boys when they, you know, when they started out, they were listening to Slick Rick and people like that. They might not have been about if it weren't for this guy. So via lineage, I think he deserves it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a shame that it isn't him, you know, like straight away. It's not like him.
He's not
been nominated,
being acknowledged direct. It's kind of indirect.
Yeah, direct, yeah.
But I mean, all I mean is that that just shows how really these people don't actually represent the truth of what's going on in the streets, son. But you know, he said that he is so proud of this moment and so honoured to finally become an American citizen.
So he, the thing is, oh man, I wonder how MF Doom feels about that.
Shouts Let's go to MF Doom, man, because boy,
well,
like,
you know, he's stuck out here,
man.
Some
are trying to become British.
He's stuck out here,
man. Some are just riding the wave.
Yeah, like, what I wonder is, because I remember seeing Slick Rick maybe probably about 8 years ago or something like that, when they had that, there was like B-Boy Championship in Wembley. Do you remember that? Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, but I've never seen him. I have to see him before I die.
And he, I wonder how he came and went. How did he get in and get back out? Like, how did that work?
Well, he has both a British and a US passport now. So I don't know whether
before,
at that time, I guess as with a UK passport, I guess he could. But he had enough drama over these last like 23 years or something. He was convicted of attempted murder.
Yeah. Bad man. Bad thug life. No hashtag.
Yeah. Real thug life.
No hashtag.
Yeah. And he actually served 5 years. In 1991, so yeah.
Well,
even
remember,
just like Talk on the Street, he went down.
Funny enough, that was his last album, innit? His last album, he had the skit where he was in jail and all that. Remember? Well, yeah, you might not remember because it was a little while ago. So only bad man listened to them album there. You get me? With real thug life.
And yeah, so the US government haven't been that keen on him for a while. They've been making him work for this status. I think in 2002, he was arrested on a docked Caribbean cruise ship. And he spent a year behind bars for that. In 2008, he's gangster. He really is living this thug life. In 2008, Immigration and Naturalization Service tried to say his felony prevented him from living peacefully in the US.
From living
like,
peacefully,
he's too
you
much
know.
HG. And
thug life. That's why you get rid of the H and call it thug life, boy.
Thug life. And so it took a pardon from New York Governor David Patterson to confirm that the ruler could stay. And yeah, today it's official now. So and Slick Rick said himself, this has been a long time coming for me and I'm relieved to finally put, I can't do a Slick Rick impression.
Well, this has been a long time coming for me. He's got like a mixture of, it's like Kermit and someone else mixed up.
With the Queen.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like Kermit
yeah.
with the Queen mixed together. Put this long chapter behind me and I want to thank everybody, my family, my friends, my fans who have supported me and stuck by me over these 23 years. I'm truly blessed. And stay tuned. I'll have more to announce soon, including a new album coming.
Yeah.
No,
he didn't say
that last one, but I'm
sure
he didn't.
Yeah.
No, but he did say stay tuned. I will have more to announce soon.
Yeah,
I won't
man.
Be mad. I'll be happy.
Yeah, he should release a new album because he's one of the few guys that it doesn't matter what era. Do you know what I mean? Like
iconic.
I think, yeah, when he dropped his last album, it might have been like 97, 98 through Def Jam.
I think, yeah, because he's had
then.
A few features.
Yeah.
Like in post 2000
yeah,
sort of thing.
But, you know, you hear him and it's just like, man, he still rhymes. You know, there's certain MCs where you're like, okay, I don't know, you're kind of losing it a bit. But people like him, KRS, Cool G Rap, it's like they solidified.
That would be quite a good tune together.
Yeah,
Cool G Rap, hey, you should think about
A&R. Yeah, my Stiggy baby even on it. I don't know. Man, just,
yeah.
It's my idea
Let's
still.
Do it. I'll
but,
make it
know,
happen, Mines.
Like they've just sculpted, they've created a style that is just them, and you hear it, and it doesn't matter when you hear it, it just sounds right.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't sound outdated.
Timeless.
It doesn't sound timeless is the word.
It's
if you
amazing.
Put it into one word, so I wouldn't be mad as long as they're on the right production. Shouts to Rakim, you know what I mean? It's all good. You know, I love Rakim, but that last album, man, what was it called? Yeah, that one. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the production let him down, man.
No, but this is the thing. The issue.
Seventh Seal or something like that, it was called.
But this is the thing. Some MCs are incredible. Not everyone can be good at everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you can be a great MC, but you can't be necessarily good at picking beats.
Yeah.
And some people are great at picking. Some people are great.
Mobulari, or whatever it's called. Mobulari. Do you remember that?
Yeah. We don't want to remember it. Yeah. But then, you know, some people are good at picking beats, but they're not necessarily that fly on the mic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it.
He's like that then. He's good at picking beats, but not that fly.
Anyway, send your messages through to him.
This time, Reveal should be here talking about. Reveal's good at dissing MCs for their skills. Right?
But no, so I think, yeah, we'll allow some of these people.
But like, ma'am.
But yeah, no, Slick Rick. And
big up
and
to Slick Rick.
Even just when you see a picture of him now, like the picture that went along with the story of him outside the courthouse or whatever getting his certificate.
Oh, wow.
You know, he just, you know, he still looked as flesh, you know, fresh, in his Gucci underwear and everything. But yeah, no, he is just truly iconic. And I just think he's such an important MC. We haven't heard enough from him, in my opinion, over the last few years. Like, for me, Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh, that's like my earliest memory of hip-hop. I remember being 5 years old, being in my sister's bedroom. We were all rapping along to Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, the show. So it's and that's my. But even at that time, I don't remember thinking like, "Oh my god, what's this music?" So
yeah.
I must have had it, but before then. But that's definitely like one
iconic,
of my first.
Man. Well, that's really cool. And you know, for those who don't understand, the guy's, you know, I'm sure he moved out there when he was young,
11. He moved to
11,
the Bronx, yeah.
And you know, he was rapping then. You know, and the funny thing is as well is that he's, you know, you hear him, his early stuff, and you could hear bits of English Cockney kind of vibe to him, yeah?
But even and, still,
and
you still hear the twang sometimes.
Yeah, even still now, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that people, remember Dana Dane? People started jumping on his style of rapping.
Yeah.
And that also made people want to listen to him more because he sounded so different from everyone else that was in the States.
Because
you know?
That was also the time when it was good to sound different to other
people. Yeah, well, it's kind of like that now as well, I think. Yeah, and you're right. That was like, you know, just before the quote-unquote golden era of hip-hop or whatnot, this guy was already making, you know, a gold look.
He crafted it, he set exactly. He pioneered that whole kind of, you know, flashing the fly, you know, threads and the jewels and everything. Like,
yeah,
he's
was
important
on that
to that. So really, on so many aspects, he's been so influential in hip hop.
And also the fact that he, what I wanted to say was that, you know, people got to realize that he probably started a family out there, you know, and then couldn't really travel with them because of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
He could maybe, like you said, he could come here because he's got a dual citizenship, or, you know, well, now he has, but he had a British passport, so he's all right to come here and go back, but maybe he couldn't travel to other places, you know, surrounding, and that was awkward, but I'm sure now he'll be able to be in and out. So hopefully, man, you might get to see him sooner than you think, you know?
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, so shout out to Slick Rick.
I mean, he's happy with himself, so I just thought it was only right that we send a massive shout out to the ruler, Slick Rick. You definitely deserve it.
Big up!
And, you know, it's only correct that we play some classic Slick Rick. Like, this song, to me, I think this has got to be probably the most quoted record in the history of hip-hop, I reckon. And I think he is the most quoted MC in the history of hip-hop. Like, people often say, like, yeah, Rakim too.
Yeah.
But you've got to, because when you listen to this track, I'm about to play Lardy Dardy. This is, and this was Dougie Fresh and MC Ricky D.
Yeah, Ricky D, man.
So, but
MC Ricky D. I can't do it either. Let me shut the fuck up.
We're going to have to practice that one. But it's crazy because it's like line after line after. It's hard to find a line in the song that hasn't been quoted somehow.
Wow.
You know, over the last 20,
so he's probably
years.
By default, he's probably got more than one Grammy nomination then because
in
of that.
In it, exactly.
So much.
So, you know, Slick Rick, it was only correct that we dropped this track for you, and I thought, yeah, let's hit you with some Lardy Dardy. We liked to party.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before.
And then after
yes,
this,
the original human beatbox.
Mice and I will recreate this. You can do the beatbox.
Yeah,
I'll
do the beatbox. Yeah.
It's free bar.
MC Ricky D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're gonna show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here. There is no competition because we are the best here. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss. As we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. Right? For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, Anna, that we create. Cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. A morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face. Set my hand upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
But that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. Used the oil of Olay cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in. I forgot my Kango and then I dilly
dally.
I ran through her.
Sally.
I bumped into my old girl
Sally.
From the
dally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? Just crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped up, said to me,
hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it!
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's the Chocolate Boy, Wonder Pete Rock, and I'm about to tell y'all about the most important DJ in the UK, and her name is Sarah Love. Holla at her, you know what I mean? Chocolate Boy, Wonder Pete Rock says she's good. All right, peace.
Peace.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. You know what else I love about Slick Rick and all of those era of MCs is the lack of swearing. Like the
apart from wrinkled pussy and...
No, but that's like the only line in the
chart. I was thinking, right, how did he get away with that back then? But I guess, you know, it didn't really matter. I think, because I swear Dougie Fresh was like church going and all that.
They maybe all not. Are, aren't they?
Yeah, what difference does that make?
Exactly,
it, really?
The biggest gangsters in jail. Are
that's how
like,
you clean it up. It's like, yeah, but I went to church on Sunday, so, you know, after I fucked that hoe, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I said, fuck it, man. Shot that motherfucker in his face. Then I went and repented after, you know what I'm saying? So I'm all good.
You know, it's FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake made it today.
You're damn right, baby.
And it's that time.
it is that time, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no delayed plane gonna stop me from my investigations, mother lovers. Welcome down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we have exactly what you need. That's right, chocolate velvet cake, strawberry pudding, cheesecake, all kind of things in it. You know what I'm saying? You taste that, it might get you so high you can't hear it. I go by the name of Mysack Hayes. That's right, Mysack Hayes, brothers. And we got another investigation for this week. This one's a serious one, though, man. It's always, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, every week it's a serious investigation.
Exactly. Don't heartfelt. Undermine the best hangover cures. And
the thing is, yeah, I've got these shavers that I do my tash with every now and again, because I can't go, you know, barbers, you can't be going every 3 days, but my tash, I've got to do that.
And you can't be going to a random barber in a random country.
Yeah. It's like, right, in France, gamble, I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know. So, you know, my little shaver, all I need is like some AAA battery. That's all I got to put in there and make it work. You know what I mean? So I went, I can't even remember what shop it was, man, but I went there, I saw the Duracell pack. I was like, yeah, $3.49. And then the corner of my eye, there was like this red and white flashing. And I looked and it was like Panasonic batteries. Oh, for £1. Oh, shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, let me just grab them right quick. I'm sure they do the same shit.
Sorry, which shop were you in?
I can't even remember.
Was this a legitimate shop?
It might have been a pound shop. Okay. I think it's a pound store. I ain't going to lie. I can't sit here and lie to you like I was in friggin' Superdrug or something like that. Yeah, or Harrods. I was in a pound shop. Yeah,
from Harrods.
You know what I mean? These batteries lasted me one friggin' shave. One shave. I did my tash. I left the fucking shaver for like how long? Maybe a week. Maximum it was probably a week. Maybe a week and a half. Come, I go like, yeah, all right, the tash is there. All right, let me just sort out the tash again. I was like, what? There was nothing. Yeah, the batteries had run out after one use. I was like, what the fuck? What's the point in these shits? What's the point in these batteries? I don't get it. Why do they sell? All right, fair enough. They're a pound.
Fair enough,
at least let us know. Like, bruv, you know you're spending £1 in these shit.
But at this point.
Yeah.
They like, should just call pound bruv, shops that.
Yeah. It's just like.
Overstand.
Don't expect anything in here to really. Toothpaste ain't going to taste like toothpaste. It probably ain't going to clean your shit like toothpaste would.
We can't even guarantee that it's toothpaste.
You're better off like, what do they call it? Oil pulling.
Oil.
Do you know what I mean? Then fucking using any of this toothpaste. Don't even bother with masking tape from them places. Sellotape from the pound shop.
Oh my God.
That shit ain't sticking for nothing. Nothing really works there. Even coasters, you'll probably still get a stain on your table from a pound shop coaster. Like, the whole point of a coaster is to not get any markings. No, but you'll probably still get that shit. Pointless. All this shit is pointless.
And you know when you buy, like, consumable goods there, best of luck to you.
Yeah, hey.
You know what? I made the mistake.
Don't even.
You'll get ill for weeks.
Yo,
I made the mistake.
Do not buy anybody presents from them places.
Don't try it with the last minute Christmas present dash in the bow shop. No, but I made the mistake of believing the hype, but my sister was like, they have coconut water in the pound shop. A litre for £1. That didn't taste that, man. It didn't taste right.
I was like, Jesus, man. Everything is just not what it is. Yeah, you're right. Watered down. Like, you might as well have just give me some water.
Sell by date.
Yeah. It's like all
the following day.
It's like none of the shit is real. There's nothing in there that actually really is what they say it is. It's just to make you think it is what they say it is. So anyway, what I want to investigate from you, like, please hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or hit us up on the Twitter, @foobarradio. What's the most pointless thing you've ever come across? It could be a thing, an idea, anything. What's the most pointless thing you've ever come across? My friend Ash hit me up. He said, politicians.
Okay, case closed. Yeah. He's done. He just made it.
I was like, yeah, I can't even argue with that one.
That's a good one.
Charismatic says individually wrapped bananas. I was like, you're chatting shit.
Is he talking about in the peel?
She
talking about in the peel?
No, or? She's saying that there are. Well, so
that's
I think
just a liberty.
Morrison's got caught up on it. So apparently, yeah. Well, someone cussed them out because they're like, "Are you really rapping each banana individually?" Yeah, yeah.
That's
so if you think about it, like one banana, you get bananas in a bunch. How the fuck are you gonna wrap each banana individually
liberty?
On a bunch? So they sell them singular, wrapped up, but. Why the fuck do you do that? They're already
what
in a rap.
Liberty.
They're in a natural rap.
That is such
and,
a
you know,
liberty.
That's not really environmentally friendly. But the only reason I can understand they do that is because banana skin, if you put bananas next to another fruit, they rot the other fruit quite quickly. But that's some scientific
that's,
shit. That you're
that's
not
science.
Supposed to,
that's science.
You're not supposed to know about that shit. Yeah. Only real veterans know
no,
about
but
that.
But then when you wrap up a banana, then the bananas go off quickly.
Yeah, and you got to peel it twice. That's fucking annoying. If you're hungry,
that's annoying. And then that's more like that's more work. More people. Oh, well, like maybe they're concerned with creating jobs in the UK. So they're like, I know, we got the answer to the economy's problems.
We put these robots here for self-service. So what we do? We get all of you lot to wrap these bananas for us.
Bananas.
Yeah. What the hell is that about, man?
To make up for the lost jobs on the self-service.
That's some crazy shit. So, but you know, she sent me an article that was talking. I was like, wow, okay, I can't even.
Sorry,
you're not lying.
Article
and she reckons,
bananas.
Someone cussing them out, innit? And so in Korea and Thailand, they do it apparently.
Is that how the article broke it down? They're like, yo, did you hear it? Morris has got cussed out, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Is that the journalistic interpretation?
Yeah.
There's no shortage of these things for sure.
All right, George Crimson says shoehorns. I don't know if I could agree with that one. There is a point to shoehorns if you like wearing some tight ass shoes. If you like wearing tight ass shoes, then I get it. But you shouldn't really be wearing tight ass shoes because your feet are part of you.
Or if you like wearing cowboy boots, you know. And we know lots of hip hop people like wearing cowboy boots.
Yeah,
like Pharaoh Monch.
Does he wear cowboy boots?
There was a time. Hex Murder.
There was a time.
I was cussing him out for wearing cowboy, saying he was wearing cowboy. No, but Hex Murder, who was the manager of Random Acts.
Yeah.
Dude from Detroit, but he was just saying how American rappers get away with doing all kinds of madness when they come
to
Europe.
When you look at
they
man,
get away with doing things
Rapper's
like
Delight.
Wearing cowboy boots.
When you watch Rapper's Delight, and I swear some of them old school lot were wearing cowboy boots, man.
No, but they get a pass because it was the '70s. No, and we won't mention Afrika Bambaataa today. But
they
were all pretty.
Funky
and fresh with their disco flavours. Leotards and
Leeway
cowboy
from
boots.
Fame looking ass mother lovers, boy. That's a bit messed
man,
up.
Hey man, Leroy from Fame could walk down the street today in London and people will be giving him props.
Yeah. People will be like, oh, I like your style.
Yeah, they'll be
damn,
like,
damn, leotards and
cowboy boots.
Yeah. Stripy tights and cowboy boots. I love it. Jesus. So hit us up, man. I got a bunch of people have hit me up already. Non-alcoholic lager. This is what Johnny Rebel has said. Non-alcoholic lager is pointless. That's an alcoholic.
Do you know what's so pointless about it? Is that, look, the end of the day, lager beer tastes nasty.
True.
You only train yourself to think you like it.
Well, if it's from Belgium.
Okay.
Or Bavarian
beers.
Oh, you
got caught up in that hype. Just like Morrison's got caught up in the peel banana hype.
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling
you got to get caught up in some hype, man. That's what life is about. As long as there ain't no pointless hype.
Like
non-alcoholic lager.
But it tastes like beer tastes nasty anyway. You just convince yourself you like it. And then to make it so, ultimately it boils down to the only point of it is that you're getting drunk.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it's the same thing. All right, yeah. Someone else mentioned, this is quite interesting as well. Someone else mentioned bacon-flavoured food for veggies or vegans.
No, who said that?
Blokey Man.
Blokey Man. I love you. Because as someone, I'm not a strict vegetarian, but as someone who doesn't really eat meat, you
too
know, it's
meat.
Like...
You know what I'm saying? If you put some sauce on it, though, you know, I might just put...
And beef jerky. No, and Yeah, you're just like, why do they? Why is people's answer to a vegetarian option fake meat?
I never got that.
What planet do they think we live in? They think that we actually want to eat meat, but it's just for some abstract reason.
It's not meat, but it tastes like it and feels like
there
it.
There you go. Yeah. Enjoy that.
That's weird. And imagine like the amount of shit that they put in it to make it taste like it's meat. You might as well eat the meat. The meat's probably safer.
Eat some meat, bitch.
The horse rat meat.
do you remember
corn
that?
Corn has got...
The horse meat in your burgers. That was dangerous. But the funniest thing is, horse meat...
That was better for you than eating
that cow. Exactly. People were like, well, man. No, man, I ain't touching them burgers. Like, bruv, the horse meat is better than the beef. Trust me.
Them
horses are lean. Yo, shy horse meat.
You're talking to people kicking knowledge. Yo, bro, do your favour, man. Get on that horse.
Telling you, man. I was trying to let these people know, but I was like, all right, just hand it. Give me the burger. Bro, give me that 4-pack of burgers you just bought from Marks and Spencer's, man. I'll go fry them shits up right quick with some cold-pressed coconut oil. You know what I mean? That's way healthier than you could think. So, yo, hit us up, man, at FUBAR Radio on Twitter.
I have a chance to wipe the tears from my eyes.
Or you could email hiphop@fubarradio.com and let me know what's the most pointless thing you've ever come across, mother lovers. We still got a whole bunch here, so we'll let you know a bit
really
later.
I'm looking forward to hearing. But I thought, as this is mice time, let's hear some mice on Stone's Throw Records.
Say that again.
Mice Diggy on Stone's Throw Records.
Yeah, I had to feel myself right quick there.
Killing it. It's FUBAR Radio.
Who's there? Salvador saying a lot of flows, but I don't know them all offhand. My pot of gold, and I have no leprechaun guard. I'm not alone, you might as well let the phone call. My bowl of wax is made of wax, so it changed shapes. My seated mass is made of mass, so it changed states. What always lasts is always mass, so it takes space and always has whatever has it that takes place. When Rose fork, I take a second, think of Rose of the dumb walk, then pick away. I'm not afraid where I'll end at. I stay in shape, if it'll work, I just walk back. Every month I roam, can't stick to one pad, and everything I own all fits in one bag. I keep warm without withdrawing no bank, and go on and on without drawing no blanks.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it
real. It's my Diggy with a riddle. These swines can try catch it like Piggy in the middle. I never claim real spit, then bring a little dribble. Or say I pull more strings than Diddy with a fiddle. The cat spewing them raps, who's been a deadly mix between bass root and the rap sputin'. It's a shame how hip-hop's become a playground full of bad students who whack through it and lack schooling. That everybody and their mother's trying to be the man with mannerisms of a Peter Pan. Are you the same gang who swore they're not on the bandwagons watching other cats walk and following that fashion to the middle of the field where they usually sow corn, cultivate and break down and use it in most forms. But here to make sure pollution is no more. That goat in sheep's clothing, tooting his own horn like.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it real.
Lord of the flies, the mighty just caught the 4 to 5. My 4 is 4 to 5. The benefit from mixed fire and ice. It's all breaking mortar to mine. Could probably turn water to wine. I represent the get more to life. It gives you something to do with all noons, mornings and nights. My power's been fully bestowed. So I'm staying put, standing barefoot in the snow. Wild sides where I reside, you're gonna have some say either way I decide. So I hit pay dirt and taking the sights. And if it ain't major, I'm letting it slide. Mash up prayers and hopes, broke so long I prefer layers to coats. And I'm not scared, so I get stares and jokes. But I'll be upstairs way before mayors and popes.
So nice, I might have to play that twice. That was kind of super funky fresh mice.
I
need to start
lie,
rhyming.
Boy, I'm proud of that right there.
That was live.
The sound man's like, yo, you killed it. Like when I sent him the verse, he's like, yo, you said duh, 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 duh. He said that. You know when someone's quoting your shit? I was like, oh shit.
Oh,
let me go knock one out right quick. I'll be back.
Yeah. Be right back. Don't mind me.
That was ill.
That's off the Homeboy Sandman album. The track is called Keep It Real, featuring our very own Mice Diggy. So go and check that out. The album is very cool too. You know, like Sandman always brings it, and he's got some nice beats on there as well. So you'll have to keep tuning into the show to hear more of that.
Yeah, we should get him on, man. We should get him to call in or something. I think it comes out on May 8th, the album On Stone's Throw.
Yeah, let's do that.
So yeah,
make
man,
a note of that, Laura. Get the Homeboy Sandman on the phone.
Get him on the phone right quick. Come on with it.
Yes. And yes, but and shouts out to everyone locked into the show, including Ian Tim. He says it's a controversial opinion, but I love the original of Lardy Dardy.
I love the original,
but I've always preferred Snoop's cover of Lardy Dardy. And he ran and hid after writing that.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, the thing is, you can't hate on him for saying that, because Snoop's version was quite raw as well, and it was like it felt like Snoop's vibe, you know what I mean? It was all quite, it's got that funk but dark vibe to it, you know, like smoking weed in a dark corner type, you know what I mean?
But that's, I think that's, I love that record. That's even a nice jam to play in the clubs, you know, but it's what I love about that record is just how he properly spun it into a proper West Coast style. So no, the Snoop version is ill. That's got to be one of the best hip hop covers of all time. Because you've got like the Pharoah Monch cover of Welcome to the Terror Dome, the Public Enemy track. Then we've got, that tune. So I think that's definitely, it definitely gets a big up here as well. So you're tuned into Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. Mice Diggy has been asking you guys a really, really important question.
Important question. I'm telling you guys, man, I'm trying to help you out with life. This is Life Hack Central right here, Mondays 4 to 6 on Fubar Radio. Whenever you hear me investigating, I'm doing it for you guys, not just me, not just so I can go around the world and do what the fuck I like and ask for the things I want and do wow. This is for you guys, man. I've got some guys already hit us up. Kelly, she says, pointless things. Most pointless things I've seen is bathroom attendants. The stupidest job ever.
Oh,
no. My auntie is a bathroom attendant. Oh, Kelly, you can't say this. Kelly. You can't say this thing.
Kelly.
Look, them lot make money in there, Kelly. You stay there. If you got to sniff people's shit for like 6, 7,
no,
8 hours, you better be making money.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure they are.
Off them chewing gum, man. You buy a pack of chewing gum for like 60p and sell them shits for what?
But is that them making the pro? Is that their stock?
All right, maybe not. But what about the lollipops? The lollipops.
No,
they sell them
shit,
though.
And then the abuse they receive in there. That's what vexes me, seriously.
I got to smell your shit, your piss, and get abused by you. You better pay £2 for this lollipop right quick that I paid probably £4 from. I got it from a pound shop, by the way. Flavor ain't going to last you for shit, but don't worry about
it. But a pound shop pack of chewing gum then sold to each individual pellet for £1. It's true. Screw them. They're killing it.
Kelly, you might be wrong. Yeah, you might. Look, you might need to get a new job, Kelly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's move it on.
They're entrepreneurial.
Hey, I'm telling you. So Darren says, saw a sign on the train saying, in case of fire, move away from fire.
Sorry.
Duh. Yeah, I need a sign to tell me that. That is a bit pointless. That is pretty pointless. That's. I don't get. Sometimes it is a bit weird when you, certain signs, you're like, yeah, it's already said go 40, like, 3 minutes ago. We're like, why am I going to go any different? I don't want to get a ticket. Or when it's like,
go, well,
you know, go 40, yeah, 40 miles an hour. I was like, yeah, all right, bruv, you already told me that like 2 seconds ago. Anyway, that's driver's first world problem.
Driver's vexation.
Jeremy, he's got a good one. Jeremy says, a banana slicer. Everything slices a banana. Everything.
I think bananas have taken over the issues today. Banana slicer is pretty stupid. Because then a banana slicer is like, that's got to be so awkward to clean. Like, it's easier just use a knife.
Like he says, man, anything. Like, bananas are not really, like, they're not. It's not like a cucumber. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah, I better get a slicer for this shit. I bet like, this blunt butter knife ain't going to do shit to this cucumber.
Yeah.
Cucumber versus butter knife. Let's see who wins.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right, let's go over to the Facebook. Sambo the Rambo, he's got a wicked one. Flavoured toilet roll. I mean, I think what he means is scented toilet roll, not flavoured, because I don't know if... Sambo, if you're
eating...
What
are you doing with your toilet
roll, you better not be
Sambo.
One of them weirdos that choose a toilet roll before you use it. Choose it before you use it. You better not be. But I get what he means, because for one, you end up with the scent on your hand.
Oh, God.
You know, not of your bum, obviously, but you get the scent of the toilet roll. And it's like, I don't want to be smelling like... daffodils and chrysanthemums on my hands, man.
If that's apparently what they smell like, yeah. That's the other thing. It's like, what chemicals are they putting on them flavoured toilet rolls?
And then you're wiping your bum with it.
To make them funky fresh and they just, it's wrong.
That is
it's
kind of pointless dirty. Though, right? Because it's like...
Your bum can't smell.
Yeah, well, your bum... The bottom line is it's still going to stink of
the
shit. If anything,
it.
It's yes. Especially if you get it from a pound shop, it's going to stink of like cheap ass aloe vera and shit. So you're messing up. Shout out to the Sambo the Rambo on that one. I really like your point there of a pointless thing. Yeah. What else? Jim Bob says buying chips and with a Diet Coke.
But I know. Tell me about Woo! It. Sorry, who was that?
That's hilarious, man. Jim Bob. He
go
says
on, Jim Bob.
Buying chips with a Diet Coke, because it is. It's that thing of like, yeah, I'll get some chips, but I'll balance it out with a Diet Coke, because you know, like, either. Obviously it's a bit unhealthy. Like,
I'm trying to watch
chips.
My waistline.
Yeah. Watching the waistline, so like, I won't.
People are doing that all the time, every day, every meal. People are doing that. Every meal, people are doing that nonsense.
This is a good one, James Cole. He says, "Fucking wasps. It's not like they make honey or anything useful." Rubbish insect. Yeah.
It's hating.
Yeah, I mean, you tell that to the birds that eat them shits, man. You tell them. This is the thing about human beings. We think everything is for us. Everything is there for us. Like, I remember somebody saying to me, what's the point in a wasp and what's the point in a mosquito? It's like, they don't do, all they do is bite you. They don't, but it's like, hey, maybe they're not for us. Do you know what I mean? There's
not
a whole bunch of other species on this earth.
You know? And you know, it's so messed up. You know, 50% of the world lives in urbanized areas and never come into contact with wildlife. Like, the closest you get to wildlife is a pigeon or a rat.
Wow. That's pretty messed up. Or neighbor next door that dribbles.
Oh, the wild,
you know, the one that's got rabies. You're like, rah, I swear mama's got rabies or something.
Yeah.
That's rabid.
It's like these gross.
Rabid ass looking neighbors, boy.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, it's not a surprise that people have no idea. But you understand, who was that who said the wasps?
James Cole. Shout out to James Cole, man. I do get what you're saying, but you got to remember there are other species out here that might find them shits useful.
Like, key part of the ecosystem. James Cole. You know, understand, like, they go from flower to flower pollinating, and, you know,
they
it's
do
important.
Pollinate, don't they, wasps?
Yeah, of course they do.
They fuck up bees, though, for sure. They
do they?
Yeah, wasps. There's some giant ass wasps that they just, they're like, bruv, I will bad you up now. Thug life, no hashtag.
Yeah, no.
Furthermore, I'll take out the H, thug life, wasp, what? You know what I mean? There's some that, I remember reading about these, like, there's some giant wasps. There's beef.
Oh, not Africanized bees.
No, these giant wasps were fucking up some bees in, like, I don't know, fucking Madagascar, somewhere anyway, but...
somewhere that
yeah. But the way it looked was like, rah, these lot don't mess around. Like, these wasps are really on this thing, like, serious.
Yeah, well, in like some mad, wild, off place. I can believe that.
Who else we got? We got a couple others as well. There was one really interesting one that I read, but now, okay.
You know,
decaf coffee. That's from Blokey Man again. Decaf coffee.
Blokey Man.
Decaffeinated coffee. So I guess that's quite kind of similar to, you know, non-alcoholic lager. But what I will say is with both lager and coffee, if you're somebody who, you know, used to drink a lot of lager and now you're off the wagon, like was it off the wagon or? Yeah, you're on the wagon.
Yeah,
now
you're
you
on
don't
the
drink.
Wagon. Yeah, you're
so now you don't drink alcohol.
But
you're
you don't want to be clowned by your friends.
Yeah, and also you like the taste of it. You've become, you know,
see,
general adaptation
like-
syndrome. This is science again. I'm dropping a little science on you lot. General adaptation syndrome. This is when, you know, this
it
is how like
mad scientific.
People who jog, like marathon runners, get used to doing marathons. Fat people get used to being fat. It's a thing that we all possess, which is like you adapt to certain things. Maybe your taste buds have adapted to the taste of lager and you really like it. So you decide, okay, I'm going to drink, but it ain't going to be no alcohol in it. I ain't going to get no hangover. Bitch!
Yeah, who's laughing now?
Yeah, and then same with coffee. Some people might like the taste of coffee. There are different coffees with, you know,
have you ever
coffee
met someone who actually likes the taste of coffee?
Yeah.
Really?
The thing is you can get really good coffee. Like, there's Kenyan coffee.
And there's Nescafe.
Yeah. And there's yeah. fucked up, the bottom of the barrel ass coffee, like, from the pound shop.
Nescafe. So
you think about
shop.
It like that? Yeah, you think about
they're
it like that.
Straight bootlegs.
Hey, yeah. Bootleg coffee, man. Nobody, I don't know. There probably are people that like bootleg coffee. But same thing. Caffeine can really mess you up, man. Some people can get... You know, not just the shits, they can also get a heart attack from caffeine. So
it ain't a joke. I was going to say, you know, in hip hop, how you hear people say scientifical words that don't actually exist.
Yeah. Someone has mentioned that.
But at the same time, those are kind of brilliant. I do sort of love it as well.
All right, Colin Emmanuel says, a mime with a mobile.
A what?
He came across a mime with a mobile. So I think he's saying, you know,
that's clever.
That was me
mime,
miming,
like,
by the way.
Trapped in a box.
Yeah, but with a mobile phone.
Do your
phone.
Mime for the listeners.
You might hear this. That's about it. You don't actually hear them because they're miming. But anyway, that's a good one. This
that
one's
is
good as
good
well.
One.
Mike Bandoni says, Kanye West clothing line.
Kanye West COVID line looked like someone who's been dredged out of the canal.
He was like, hold on. In fact, Kanye West generally. Sorry if I've offended anyone, but he seems pretty pointless to me. So does his missus.
He's just going for them, man. Who's that?
Yeah, that's Mike Bandoni.
Mike Bandoni.
What I will
damn.
Say about the Kanye West clothing line is if you're wearing that shit and you accidentally fall in the mud or in a puddle, it still looked the part. So there is
you can style it out.
Some point
you'll
to
be
it,
able
yeah.
to style it
no
out.
One's
and
gonna
that
look
is
at
the
you.
Whole point of
yeah.
the rate.
No one's
going
to look at you and be like, right, man, you look all... They'll be like, oh, yeah. Hey, do you want some change?
Yeah. Do you want a Big Mac meal? let's play a tune and then we'll get back more into some of your amazing...
It's important, mate.
This is important. This is classic. And right now, remember, coming up, we're going to be hearing from the one and only Don Cheadle. Yes, you heard correct. Don Cheadle. He was in town and we managed to catch up with him. So hold tight for that. Keep sending your messages through to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But first, I want to play this track, which I played about four times back to back. This is produced by Black Milk. It's your old Drew. This is featuring Styles P and Joey Badass. You're locked into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. Let's go.
Yeah. Since four wins and homemade icy, I've been shiesty. Holding weight, the worst round. A bad seed like eight, facing Golden State first round. Drown in that brown water. Still rhyming like I'm holding headphones to the mic or sound recorders. Like I'm still selling punchlines. Eyes red, cutting droops in the lunch line. With crills in a North Face jacket. I know this an oxymoron, but y'all are straight faggots. Nowadays MCs is hardly rhyming. They must got stage fright like Carly Simon. You're so vain, stick the knife in your torso pain. Turn around, feed you horse, low mane. Man, these whores are so lame. They rock Nirvana shirts in the hood, but they don't know cocaine. Rappers drop their tape free to walk into these label meetings. Singing rape me, I'm an escapee. Find me a KP like Utica, Utica, Utica. Saying rhymes, I don't know a thing, therapeutica. From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I spit it on soft drums. Or ones that's hard, we just rhyming, 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 just rhyming. From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, marathon bars, who wants spar with the guards? Just rhyming, 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 just rhyming.
Let me get your dying in order. My mother and father was probably fire and water. I come through the skies and my wild and my wise. Eyes are the window to the soul, no lie. I can look in the mirror, might see it extra dude on my reflection move, turn niggas vegetable. I could be 10 states away and get next to you. It's odd, but it's hard when the gods start blessing you. Spookiest, the eeriest, wolf so I can smell a bitch on the period. Shit is dead serious. A few ghostwriters, an angel and a demon, and some lost souls screaming like the weed, cause I'm fiending. King in my past life, died for my freedom and my Martin and my royalty. Nigga, that's for you to guess. Never been to Budapest, every day's a Buddha fest. I ain't hell real, but niggas know I'm a Ruger rep. My new style and your old true, greeting in Whole Foods. Slow dude, way before Pro Tools. I walked around with a Pro Tool. 38 special year, the ghost was so cruel.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I spit it on soft drums. Or ones that's hard, we just rhyming, 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 just rhyming.
Microphone bully.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, marathon bars. Who wants spar with the guards? Just rhyming,
we just
rhyming,
we just
rhyming.
Go turn it up. Check. Hold the applause, who wanna spar? I got the raffle on when I rap saw. Still doing somersaults with my eyelids, and even with my eyes closed, can't do what I did. No. Still waking up and asking, Lord, can I live? They never liked us, wanna see us up and right, cause I live. Illuminati want me for my mind, soul, and body. Only if these niggas knew they feared the wrong posse, mentally disturbed. Yeah. I'm menace to sobriety until I leave this earth. Woo. Attended to society, and which is even worse. I can see the hearse, parked outside the church. That's my gift and my curse. Shit. I'm on a mission, keep an eye for opposition. Niggas tryna stick up for the rap position. But Joe, we never hiding. Be ready when you find them. My niggas won't hesitate. Hesitate to escalate, for now we just rhyme. Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? No, I mean, kid.
That was interesting, kid.
That was interesting,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I wanted to, because, you know, I've heard the old Droog dude a couple times before, and, mm-hmm. and obviously he blew up off of the whole, like, yeah, he sounds like Nas. He sounds like Nas, Nas, Nas. So I wanted to hear whether he still does or not, because usually they come out sounding like somebody and then they start finding their own. Yeah. Shout out to Action Bronson and Game. Even the Game came out. When he first came out, he was quite Nas-ish, you know?
It's right. Funny because I never actually really thought about that before with Game, but you're right.
Yeah, well, that's what MCs do, innit? DJs don't, you know?
I don't actually pay attention
to
anything
you guys just
you
play this.
Thing.
Yeah, all right, yeah, I'll play this. Yeah. What do you want next? Yeah, I mean, but no. But with MCs, it's like, I mean, for me personally, I could tell when an MC listens to someone or, you know, you name an MC, I could be like, yeah, they listen to blah, 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 or whatever, whatever. But so old Droog, man, he's finding his own voice there.
Mm.
Funny enough, to me, he sounds like Game now. The Game.
that's what it's I don't know about that know? Either, but yeah, you're right.
But yeah,
yeah,
that's a nice tune.
I was feeling that tune, though, because it was just a bit odd. And so, yeah, check that out. You're listening to Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. Coming up right after this, we are going to be getting into our chat with the one and only, the Don Cheadle. So keep it locked right here.
Cheadle.
Food Bar Radio presents
Harriet Rose. I'm very excited because I've got four very gorgeous boys in the studio with me. Marsikins are here. How's it going, guys?
Hi.
A fan of ours. She got a Halloween birthday cake made with a picture of us and her on it, like iced on the cake, and sent us a picture of it.
I think big up to the girl, to be honest. I think she's probably like...
She's just starting new trends, you know, she doesn't care what people think.
No, she just wants to have her cake and eat it.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
Right,
we're off. We're off.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
There are all the good men gone and well.
I knew you were going to. I was like, right, I swear she started to boogie a little bit. There was like a slight little jig going on, and then that was it. You couldn't
resist.
Help yourself.
I got caught on the hype.
Damn.
Those power drums. Anyway, back to presenting a radio program.
Power ballad is that? No, that's not a power ballad, is
no,
it?
No, that's a. I don't know, but it's workout like, music. Yeah, that's
80s workout music.
In the air, yeah.
Leggings and what them
and
things?
Those thong,
leg warmers.
Yeah, leg warmers. Back to the turbo.
Don't ever
cowboy beats.
Don't ever get them shits from a pound shop, man. Them leg warmers from a pound shop. I get sometimes. I used to buy socks.
You get them.
I used to buy socks from a pound shop. Yeah, that elastic's gone. Within you wash it like twice, yeah. The elastic's gone. Them shits look like leg warmers all of a sudden.
All transparent. They looking transparent
leg warmers, on the heel. Man. Messed up, man. Oh, but anyway,
pointless things. Yes, we were. Mice was asking you guys this week what the most pointless thing you've encountered has been. So keep your messages coming through to us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're going to be getting into our star feature of this week's show.
Oh.
The G, that is Don Cheadle.
Cheadle. Don Cheadle. We should call him Don Cheadle from now on.
It's true. Let's tweet him that. John Don Cheadle. He, and you know what? He even went further up in my estimation, because as soon as I heard last year that he was doing a bio documentary, well, not documentary, biopic about Miles Davis, I was just like, Guan.
And did he fund it? Like, he backed it. Was that correct?
Yeah. So it's his directing debut.
Oh, he directed it
as well. And he's starring. And it all came about where it also stars Ewan McGregor in it too. It all came about by Miles Davis's family actually approached him and said, "We want to do like a film about Miles, and we want you to play him."
Yeah, they must have been like, "All right, who's the closest?"
Okay, so our options are who's black enough, Washington.
Who's the darkest mother lover out there?
Who's Samuel Jackson?
He's not dark enough.
Yeah,
Wesley Snipes?
Nice.
Too big.
Too
wide. His face is too wide.
Well, who's the voice of God? That other guy.
Morgan Freeman.
It's like, this is our choices.
That is God.
But they settled on Don Cheadle. And wow. So they approached him for the to play him in the film, and yeah, it was one of these like funded movies, and that's also what I realized is that it's kind of, this is the only way we're going to get stories of our people told, really, isn't it? Like, if we're going to be holding our breath for these big time people to actually do recognize us.
Yeah, Hollywood's not really going to do that.
We're going to suffocate. You know what I mean? So
Gene Simmons is going to make sure of that, huh?
Gene Simmons is in the mix.
You like what I did there?
I did like what you did there. Yeah, so screw Gene Simmons.
Fuck that mother lover. Yeah, anyway.
We must make a point of saying that each show. Anyway, back to the program. And so, Don Cheadle was in London a week or so ago promoting the film. He was here for the UK screening of the film, which is called Miles Ahead. And he stars, it's like basically documents his an era in Miles Davis's life, which was during like this reclusive era in the late 70s, where he kind of just dropped off of the map and was doing all kinds of madness and stuff. But the film, I was really impressed with the film. It actually exceeded my expectation. And I think, in a way, it's a bit of a shame.
Well.
Yeah,
you didn't just chat to Don Cheadle.
No.
You got to see his first directed film premiered and see him act as Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Sarah Love.
And not only that, this all happened at the Ritzy in Brixton.
Wow.
I know.
You got to see it before they changed the name of Brixton,
before it became like Waterloo Village or something. And
I like that one. Not like seriously like it, but that was a good joke.
Hey man, I wouldn't be surprised that happens. Man. And but I was just impressed that Don Cheadle made it to Brixton as well. I'm sure he must have been to Brixton before.
He's
black, he must have been to Brixton.
Yeah, he must have been. Yeah. Most black people from around the world.
That's
be
how
like,
the
yo,
science works.
So where the black people at? Brixton?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but we can take you to Brixton.
Yes. We'll have to drop you off there. We won't be stopping ourselves. So I even managed to get a couple questions in with the main man, Don Cheadle, at the screening.
Yeah, I wonder how you did that. Let's hear how wet Don Cheadle is then. Jesus, how did you manage that?
Do you want me to play the Raekwon drop for you again?
You might as well, just to remind
us. Oh, you want to warm up with the
Raekwon? Yeah, check it out, y'all. All the way from Shaolin, you know what it is. Raekwon the chef, maxing with the good honey. DJ Sarah Love, hold it down.
Yo,
you know what it is, boy, we got your back. Wu-Tang, one.
Listen to that. Maxing it with the good honey. Yeah, I swear he did an LL Lick Your Lips in between there somewhere, innit? Yeah, that gave me the side eye like...
Yeah.
The good honey, wipe the dribble. Jesus. All right, let's get into this. Let's hear what Don Cheadle, how wet he was then when speaking to Sarah Love.
He was much more professional. But yeah, so this is Don Cheadle. First of all, he was chatting to us about the filmmaking process behind this new movie, Miles Ahead. Check it out.
Shot the film in 6 weeks, which is 30 days, really, on, you know, we didn't shoot on weekends. And we had Ewan and Michael Stuhlbarg and the Keith, who plays Junior, and Brian, who plays Walter, for 15 days. And then they effed off. And then what did we learn in the research, or what was told? I think the thing that were, there's a lot of anecdotal things, little things, you know, but they all fed into the theme of Miles' restlessness, his inability to be comfortable in stasis, his, you know, right when Miles, right before he died, he was recording music with Prince, and, you know, we've heard some of this stuff, and you, every era of Miles' music to me feels like he's already moving past it and trying to figure out the next thing to deal with, and everything that we ran into research-wise, you know, supported that. The kinds of things that he did, we talked to the musicians, like Herbie said, he was playing, Miles, that Herbie was playing a solo one time, and Miles came up behind him and just took his left hand off the keyboard and put it in his lap. And he was just like, what am I, like, deal with it, keep playing, you know? It's all like, push it, figure some shit out, keep going, you know, okay, next. And Frances was with us every step of the way, and really opened up her her life to us, and let us, you know, kind of walk around in there, and gave us a lot of pictures and stories. And same with his nephew and Aaron, his son, who and Cheryl, his daughter. All of them were very involved in the process of making this film.
That was a beautiful way, I think, to give us a snapshot into Miles' life. And us here are Miles Davis fans, we can appreciate this niche music. I'm thrilled to see such a niche story on the big screen, but why should people outside of here give a damn about this film?
I think that, you know, I would never use that word, should. You know, I have people saying to me, why is it important that we watch this? And I'm like, please don't use that word, because it just makes it sound like medicine. And people have survived this long without seeing the film, and they're doing fine. So, you know, but I think if you're going to come in and give over to it and have an experience that this film is trying to give you, you're going to, by osmosis, hear an amazing music, and you're going to get a sense of the creativity of Miles Davis. And me, you know, I literally, you know, when I said it to the family, which they were on board with, I said, do you think that your uncle, your father, would want us to do something like the movies that we've seen before, which he's gone on record, actually, as, you know, despising? I said, or do you think he'd want something that felt creative and impressionistic and felt like jazz, felt like, you know, cinematic music? And they said, yeah, we'd want that. So that was always what my marching orders were. And I wanted it to happen quick. I wanted people to be entertained. The movie's 100 minutes long. You know, it's not some laborious, extensive attempt to somehow, chapter and verse, chronicle all of the important moments in his life. I hope people's appetites are whetted and they want to go out and grab some of this music and some of these guys at the end too.
I think that's partly why you did such a good job. Rather than trying to tell the story from birth till death, you've just taken a little segment of his story. How did you whittle that down just to that part?
It was a process, and we had the same discussions internally, Stephen Begelman and my co-writer on this. There's so many things you want to put in there. And so many things that to us are interesting facts, but they just kind of felt like that. It just felt like, okay, he met John Coltrane on this date. It's like, okay, that's a piece of information. Does it fit into a narrative? Does it move a story along? And it felt like it was just there were so many things that we wanted to say, but unless it fit into the narrative of artist, bereft of his voice, doesn't know what to say, dealing with loss, dealing with jealousy, dealing with the human condition, if it didn't serve that, then we said I love it and I'm interested in it, but it doesn't fit. It's got to go. So again, our focus was trying to do what Miles told us to do, which was don't do the same thing. Do something else. Do the next thing. You know, push it. Take a big swing. Risk falling on your face. But don't be safe.
Some kind of pulse that goes on all the time, you know. Watch it.
Seen the light shine brightly on the other side twice, and each time it blinded me. When it beamed, it reminded me of dreams of God and Christ, the kind that I used to have when I was a teen. And I would twitch and blink, and I would scream and switch whatever I was visualizing to fit into a split screen, sort of a psychological device. On the right side, God was black. On the other side, Christ was white. God would spread his majestic wings as wide as I could see towards the sky and take flight, so high that he would block the sun, and then he would return to earth and look me directly in the eyes and ask me what I already knew he would ask me. Despite, would you be gold once we're gone? Let it resonate, get in tune with the tune like a tune fork. Let it breathe, let it live, let it reverberate. As a matter of fact, black matter will live forever. Our lives matter, black. Black lives matter, and as a matter of fact, you are a part of me as much as I am a part of you. The universe is the body, the earth is a beautiful molecule. Humans are simply atoms, part of a God particle, vibrating kinetic energy, endlessly searching for solitude. I marvel at God's phenomenal artistry, equate longitude, latitude, and feel magnetic fields of my domino, the natural projected. To discover that we're not home alone, and saw the stars are just genetic codes inside of chromosomes. Plus the moon is not made of provolone. Feel the undertow, check the overtones. Clueless the mass, refuse the musical motorhome. So I spit it in code and made a choice to walk the globe alone. The God particle, odd but logical. Not found in religious blogs and articles, but chronicles like a message in the bottle from the honorable Elijah Muhammad in the form of a song.
That was Robert Glasper. Glasper.
No, let's call him Glasper, seeing as we are in England.
Of Glasgow.
Of course, let me call Giles Freeman. Yes, well, I'm not going to say it for free, so don't even call me in, sir.
But that track features Pharoah Monch. It's called Gone. It's taken off of the Miles Ahead soundtrack. That is the new film. It's the new biopic, debut directed biopic by Don Cheadle, starring Don Cheadle and Ewan McGregor. It's the story of it's like a little dip
like two days into his life or something like that, right?
It's just 2 days in Miles Davis's life in like the late 70s time. Like, definitely go out and check the film. It's coming out officially in the UK this Friday. That's the 22nd of April. And, you know, it's important that we all go out and watch these films in
and
the
it's
cinema.
Called, what's it called? Miles Ahead
is the name of the film.
Such a good name, man.
Yes. And then it's important to go out and watch these films because then, you know, we vote with our feet, innit? And so when people see that, oh, gosh, there is actually an interest in Demar these films, then more of these things will be made well as well, you know. So I think definitely go out and see it. Miles Davis, he's like one of the most important artists ever to have come out of Earth. So
you want to talk about prolific, you want to talk about forward thinking,
influential,
you know, like so many different umbrellas this guy could go under, that, you know, he's influenced musicians from many different genres, not just into jazz or it's like
so influential on rock music. Like I think it's hard to think of name any of your favorite artists, whoever you are listening right now, in some way they have been impacted by Miles Davis, you know. And I just think this whole film was done like in a really classy way. It's entertaining, it's comical, you know, so just go check it out. Don Cheadle absolutely killed it. I can't believe that's like his directing debut.
And it's interesting that he didn't do his funny English accent. Like, I thought he'd try and do it with you. Do you remember Ocean's 12 or something like that?
Oh,
or Ocean's 11?
Yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah, yeah. I was hoping you'd ask him about that, but...
well, hey, I didn't get enough time with him.
And a funny bit trivia, in Ocean's 12, I do believe it is, because you know he was like a budding rapper. He was like an English guy. He was a black English guy in Ocean's 11.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, he's... Obviously, he was like a thief, you know, by night, but during the day, he was a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friend... he provided one of the songs that you'd hear Don Cheadle play in the studio.
Our good
shout
friend.
Out to Ty. Shout out to TY.
Oh, right. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I remember, because I remember watching it and I was like, yo, that sounds like Ty in the background. There's a scene where Don Cheadle's in the studio playing his music, you know, and then they come in or they call him or whatever to say, look, yo, we got another job or whatever. And then you hear, and I was like, man, that sounds like Ty. And I asked him and he's like, yeah, that was my tune. He sent his tune in. I think him and a couple others, they asked for music because they needed like a UK sounding rapper to provide the music for
reinforce
him. And it was time, man. So big up to TY still.
Hopefully got paid off for that one. Still getting paid. How many of those Ocean films have they made?
They made 3 of them.
Speaking of your Mice Investigates, that kind of fits in with that, those films to me.
Kind of does. I mean,
they're pretty pointless, really. And it's the same thing happening every time.
Oceans, nah, hey, I like them.
Like
I didn't
Ocean's 26. Ocean's 32.
I'm not going to sit here and let you diss my Ocean's films for that shit, man. Especially with Don Cheadle with his fucked up English accent. In there.
I feel like I'm always talking about South Park on the show, but South Park did a piss take of Ocean's 11 and stuff. But yeah, how they're just always, it's all those shots with that music and then walking down the street and stuff. But yes, no, big up to Ty though. That is definitely a good look. But definitely people go out and check out Miles Ahead, starring Don Cheadle. It's going to be out in the cinemas this Friday. It's already out in the States. Got to send shouts out to Chris on Twitter. Four Pillars locked into the show. Make sure you go down to the Four Pillars party that's happening the 20th of May at Silver Bullet in Finsbury Park. Going to be super live. Got Chester P performing. I'm going to be DJing, a whole bunch of other people. Shouts out to Luna C locked in. He has got a new tune out called Phil Mitchell, so that maybe that will come up in future weeks on the show.
Hey.
Shouts out to Paloma and Jay Lowe's as well. Keep your messages coming through.
We got to send a happy birthday shout out to our last week's guest. Happy birthday, Rhyme Schemes. What a day. What a day to have your birthday on. You know what I mean? No. It's got to be happy birthday to you. Put some soul in it, girl. Happy birthday to you. Hey, you see the harmonies there. Shout out to Bavin. Locked in. Shout out to my brother Bavin Sudra. I think he's out. You're out in Australia now, isn't it? I do believe. Who else is locked in? There's a few cats locked in, man. All you locked in mother lovers, we appreciate you. This is Fubar Radio right here.
You locked in mother lovers. Exactly. And speaking earlier of Nas and people trying to sound like Nas,
you're
right
old.
Now, before we get into this open mic, we've got a whole gang of ill MCs who are about to step into the studio.
They're about
for
to
you.
Gate crash this. Let's get this right. They're about to gate crash the studio.
Ambush. Ambush the studio.
Yeah, we got the gate crashers coming in. Oliver Sudden, G Bag, Jack Diggs, and Big Toast. Shouts out to Downstroke. I don't know if he's here or not, but I'm sure these guys are going to represent for him hard. Let's do this. What we got?
But first, I'm going to play you something brand new from that brand new Jay Dilla album. This track is called The Sickness and it features Nas.
Real Nas.
It's the sickness.
The real Nas. It's kind of grimy. Produced by Madlib. It's Fubar Radio. Myself, Sarah Love, and Mike Stiggy. Let's go.
Cause MCs wanna be me. If I spit anything, it's gonna be heat. Cause Dilla Dog, a one of a kind nigga. Killing them off with the rhyme, a motherfucking son of a nine nigga. If I pull a chain out in the sun of the blind niggas, first thing to come to your mind when you think of hardcore. Taking cuts to the front of the line, I break blunts, fill them up and then fire and take puffs. The city of G's, the gators and gutter. The switches and D's, the haters and murder. My niggas running the streets, they ready to eat. And roll heavy, deep in Chevys and Jeeps. And most carry, so be ready to bleed if you talk shit. Why check these niggas, Brett and the D, we walking. Most of my niggas been locked down for something. Probably bitch smacking niggas not down for nothing. Got a fetish for dough, cheese, bucks. I'm for the letters, so blow these nuts. It's the sickness.
They can't accept me, they try to hex me, especially those who never rose. They want better clothes and nicer lives. I don't have an ego, I go harder than average people. Plus I got twice the drive, suited and booted. Niggas might have heard I was lost, you might want to consider your source. I try to play it cool, show people that I could chill. So wealthy people take me serious and know I'm real. Open the club up in Shanghai, I ain't step inside yet. Silicon Valley every 2 months, on private jet and a venture capital nigga. Read it how I invest, I'm in the trade so much. In Wall Street Journal, but I don't flex or front too much. It's too early to serve you, I'd rather curve you. This ain't just raps, it's facts. I'm in places I shot faces cause they don't see black. So if you ever in my D's, tell them nah, I said peace. I'm frontin', I never been to my D's, not even Greece yet. But I bet I've been Greece, I get that respect.
Yo, 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 yo. It's the sickness.
Feeling that The Diary is the name of the album. It's Jay Dilla. That track is called The Sickness featuring Nas, produced by Madlib. You've also got Cuts on there featuring Snoop Dogg. Kareem Riggins has done some production. House Shoes, keep it locked to foodbarradio.com. And you will hear more of that good stuff as the weeks go.
Oh, so
by.
What? It's not all Dilla production on it?
No. So the whole point of the Diary album was that it was using a lot of Dilla's verses and stuff. It was originally meant to come out in like the early noughties or something like that. So they've gotten all these verses together and then gotten people on the tracks with him and curated, that word from me that you like normally, my show, productions.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but it sounds cool when people say it. I tried to use it the other day, but it didn't really work because they were French. They didn't understand shit.
Yeah, can't speak the language. No, and so definitely go check it out. It is available in a download cloud space
fashion.
Near you.
In a download fashion, of course.
In a download fashion.
These guys just gate crashed you, like the way I did that. Hey, I tell ya. Come step
it's
up to the mic,
pretty
guys.
Face. Yeah.
Come on,
make sure you go
trying to look innocent now. These are the most rabid, wildest mother lovers I've ever seen. Whenever I see them, someone's drinking, someone's kicking some door down. You know what I mean? My rider's always done out because of these mothers. Whenever I see these, I'm joking. Yo, so we got Big Toast, G Bag, Oliver Sudden, Jack Diggs, aka the Gatecrashers. What are you lot saying, man?
Yo,
thanks for having us.
Revolg Records in the building, right?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Strange Neighbor. Where's Strange Neighbor at, man?
It's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah, we know what that means. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? How long's he doing? How long's he got then? Is he doing 2 Moon or what? What is it, mate? I'll tell ya. Yo, how you lot doing, man?
Chilling, man.
Where are you guys from originally?
South.
Yeah. South.
South.
That's as much detail as you're getting.
Leave
it at that.
Yeah, don't be self-incriminating yourself. Yeah.
So right. South is in south of the river,
out,
or
yeah, Croydon, pretty much most okay. of us area. Yeah.
Do you remember when the trams came in Croydon?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they pointless? Are they good?
They're all right.
Yeah. I remember, all I remember hearing about the trams was the first day the trams opened, someone got hit by a tram.
Yeah.
I was like, bloody English people, man.
That's not
like,
the tram's fault, man. People just wander up, so.
That's what I mean, like, how dumb people are. Like, you know,
there's not really much between Croydon and Wimbledon.
Come closer to the microphone so we can hear your lovely
dulcet tones. Croydon and Wimbledon is, you know, it's pretty dead.
Same business.
So. You know,
is it?
You want to go to either of them places?
Oh, is that just where it goes? Yeah. Croydon to Wimbledon. That's it.
I've been horse riding in Wimbledon, man. You can do a horse riding down there. You know
did you take the tram to horse riding?
Nice investigated. Yeah, yeah. That's my first investigation was horse riding.
Yeah,
I'll
tell you, mate, I was all right, man. You know what I mean, I had trouble getting off the horse, but we didn't bother put that bit online because I didn't want to ruin my gangster image. You know what I mean, my gangster rap image.
Thug life. Undermine the thug life tattoo.
So what are you lot saying, man? I hear you got a release coming.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Uninvited.
Yeah.
Made sense.
Bit like your appearance here.
No. When is it out? When is it out?
Just turn up and play.
It's a good question. We've not really got a date for it yet.
Mm. It's going to be summer at some point.
Okay.
We've got the video out. Yeah. One video.
Probably
out.
End of June.
Video finished. So.
Sorry, did we introduce you each individually? Give your name over the mic so that people know
name,
who's
so people
who.
Know whose voice
they
is
can't,
who.
The listeners can't see what's happening in the studio. So,
okay, yeah. I'm Big Toast. Okay, Panini Grande.
I love it.
I go by the name of G Bagala, G Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Sudden, the Kronk's Don.
Jack Diggs.
Just Jack.
I don't think there's enough groups, or just in music in general, it's all just gone like solo business.
Yeah, we
kind of
had
nice
the same thought. That's
yeah.
We all worked together, so I thought, well, let's make it a crew thing.
So yeah, you've all got releases individually, innit? Like, you've already been doing stuff.
I actually dropped something yesterday by accident.
Was it by accident?
Well, I was trying to embed it in the website on the embed the Bandcamp on the website and accidentally made it public, so just went with it.
I like that attitude, man. That's the attitude.
So, go and get that. It's called Save Yourself, Kill 'Em All.
What's it called?
It's called Save Yourself, Kill 'Em All.
I like this sentiment.
Yeah. Barry Manilow covers.
That's got a spring
stuff.
Vibe to it. Yeah.
Kill them all in a Barry Manilow style.
That's good to hear, man. So, what's the project called? The crew's called Gatecrashers, and the album's called
Uninvited.
Uninvited. Yeah. Who came up with that idea then? Who's the mastermind behind that?
I think we all did, but then they all forgot and I claimed it, even though it's not very good, really. It's pretty obvious.
No, it's good. It works,
good.
I think it's good to have, like, especially when, you know, like, I like the name Gatecrashers already, and then if you got a theme to the album as well, which is like, you know, basically, this is what we do. We turn up.
I suppose it's kind of gimmicky in a way. It weren't meant to be, but... No, we've been talking about it here.
Five of us were waiting for a while over the name, so that was the final.
It'll be gimmicky when you start like hanging outside places you're not meant to be.
Just turning up,
filming it. Like,
just filming it.
Instagram. Look, this is me.
There's a deeper meaning to it, really.
Huh?
There's a deeper meaning to it, really.
Break it down.
It's basically getting our foot in the door with the hip hop scene. That's what it is. Really.
Mm. So you feel uninvited?
Yeah, to some extent. Yeah.
Why do we always feel like that?
Yeah, but except to my friend request on Facebook.
And me, I don't really use Facebook.
Tell him not to feel so
He just declined it. Look, there's so many people.
I'll find you and then I'll add you, but I have to be careful because you know what I mean? There's some weirdos out there.
I'm sure we're friends though. I'm sure
yeah.
It's just Sarah, she's kind of blanking me like for the longest time ever. Like.
When did you say
so he has good reason then?
Back when Facebook started, man. Like.
Facebook,
just after MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am notoriously bad with Facebook, so it's nothing personal.
That's all right. We've met now anyway. So.
Yeah, you should have sent me a message and introduced yourself. Yeah,
G Bag's all blushing down. Like, yeah, he's doing the black man blush right there. Boy. I know the black man blush when I see it.
I've got a bit of Scottish in me. It's all good.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
No, but that's the thing with Facebook. Like, you don't know who you're talking to.
This Facebook thing.
And so, you know, you need to introduce yourself. And we can all be friends.
Yeah, it's true.
And be
that's
happy.
True.
But know, Facebook is the key.
And the thing is, you guys are up here now, which is more important than any Facebook friendship.
Yeah.
This is real life.
This is in the flesh, do you know what I mean?
But yeah, basically the name was about Facebook friends.
the whole idea. I was so angry. Look, guys, man, let's make a crew.
We're current,
yeah. Yeah. I'm invited. I feel so left out, man. Fuck this shit. And you know what else we're going to do? We're going to tell them that we want to be on the show, yeah? So we can tell them in their face.
Yeah.
Call it.
Pretty much.
Well, that's good to know anyway. Yeah. You lot are listening to the Foo Bar Radio hip hop show, Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. We have the gate crashers up here. I do believe we're going to get into the open mic section.
I do believe
in a little
we are.
Bit.
Are we ready with headphones and things like that, Laurel?
Yeah.
Shall I play a quick tune so then people can prepare themselves with headphones?
Guys, we
want to
find out
like
though. There's some serious, like, you know, every week I've got to find out serious things in life.
Yeah.
Panini Grande. I like what you said. I was trying to find out what's the most pointless thing you've ever come across. This guy said estate agents.
It's true.
We have the internet.
Is that what you said?
Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
I recently had to deal with this as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dealing with them at the moment.
Yeah, and you're like, really? Like, shit, I could have just went straight to the horse's mouth and peed in it myself. Now you're the one taking the piss. What the hell?
You could just be like... Internet replaced them, surely. Why do you still need to be there?
You're right, man.
Craigslist. They are taking the piss.
You know what I mean?
That is one that deserves...
Are you taking the piss?
Definitely estate agents. Definitely estate agents. And isn't it funny how it is, like, all estate agents are so similar, like, personality-wise. Like, what is that? It's like,
you're right about that.
It's like,
you're definitely right about that. They all try and look like henchmen. They're always, like, combing their hair, they always look tired, like they just woke up. What the fuck is that about?
They always look like you don't trust them.
You shouldn't trust them.
Sorry, fuck we do love you, really. Man. And, you know, if you're an estate agent into hip hop, we've got time for you.
Yeah, it gives us discounts and all that. And no rates.
But other than that,
Our fees are like $2,000 for a CD because that's what it costs them. And you get a flat, it's like $2,000. What do they need a fee for? I'm not doing anything.
I'm curating it. No, you can't speak to them about the garden because you just can't.
Yeah,
no, like,
yeah.
Right. I can't even find out if there's like a little bit of rock on the walls or shit. No. I have to do that and I'll charge you for that as well.
They need an employment box on the old bank account you can select and it doubles the price if you're an estate agent. Sorry, mate.
To balance out up, like
in the short survey, sir.
Straight discrimination. Positive discrimination.
Yo, so we ready to do this?
I think we're ready. Are you all hearing in your headphones? Yeah. And make sure you all do your raps into the front of the microphone so we're hearing you all nicely. And this week's beat is Seek the Northerner.
Ooh, Seek the Northerner.
So looking forward to see how you guys get busy on this. It's Foo Bar Radio, open mic time with Gate Crashers.
Mm-hmm. He's going first, man.
Yeah.
Dip, dog shit.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Shit. Yeah. The man warrior Panini Grande, my shit still dripping out of beef in Bombay. Exact opposite of Peter Andre. I need beer cause it's been a long day. Don't take how I speak the wrong way. The mindless are warring with peeps who got brains.
Yo, I fight back, barring, drink till I'm numb, then I try slap Tarquins. Wise man laughing, mugs in a Starbucks, iPad charging. I'm in a spoons with a pan and a mixed grill, doing dumb petty crimes for a quick thrill. Proper geese get a train with a kid's ticket. Fuck knows how I live with it, fuck shit. Stone cold, menace to sobriety, turn to a wreckage and I never do it quietly.
Yeah,
see, this one's gonna go over your head just like Pele. You never knew the roots of hip hop came for reggae. Spit so much flavor on the mic, they got a headache. Not a gangbanger for melee, but I'm known to go see. Nah, redial if you want a request. Must have got it mixed up with all the numbers you press. It's the feel good factor, yep, I'm done with the stress. I swear I hear a mumble under their breath. It's just a freestyle. What the future holds, nobody knows. He mashing up these microphones, whether they're open or close. Too many legends in the game, they're broken the mold. So make room. Could be supposed to indulge, but in the meanwhile, G-Bag be always down with the strokes. Experimenting in the lab until we found some results. Send a shiver up his spine just like I'm a ghost. It's Jack Diggs, old son to the toes. Now everybody say, rah,
put down
rah,
the Evian, grab a Stella can. The gate crashes, fam alarm, that's the better brand. Hey. It's the beggar man, drumming on his pots and pans. Sipping on a hot toddy, eating scones and jam. Hey. Deep African rhythm, just like the dollar brand. They hear a cheeky 8 bars, they're like, holla fam. We ain't related, mate, no. You like singing David Great. I'm wearing bathing ape, please sail away. You man have got a digital boner. I stay a wax man, cover different persona. Your chick's a stoner with a fishy aroma. Catch me necking dark rum while you sip a Corona. They say snooze you lose, but I win in a coma. Twisting the doja, I got your wifey licking my poster. Vintage guy, I got, I'm panicking. I'm running rings around rappers, you're running round for a rapper's ring.
Jack Diggs, what you saying, bro?
Tell him.
Yeah. We get it popping like you, scopping street rep. Running red like lead, knocking off your head. I used to bun the bless, eating up my daily bread. But food for thoughts, now the only thing I feed my head. Knowledge, wisdom, drawn in my mental storm. Trying to earn a buck from a page full of crooked thoughts.
So what you want?
A pack stack of major cream. But in the booth's the only G-bag I ever seen. We pen fishes, flicking pennies in a pool of wishes. Hungry barely putting mutton on the dinner dishes. See our name on the track, you know not to miss it. I dead the beat like the devil blew a dozen kisses.
Right.
The fam don't fuck about. I knock you off your feet even if you're sitting down. Get them in, minds are rum, so I'd make it brown. The deep fingers spit a verse that can make you drown.
Like electric sheep, these are dreams of an android. Blues brother steez like Belushi and Aykroyd. Full colour crap. Rap stanzas paint from my paint splashed on a blank canvas. Malt whiskey, neat without ice. Pen poetry to the beast to sound like drunk violence. Words from a scarred soul. Speak for the grafters, you work for an arsehole. And crave freedom and cold beer Friday. Save the pop, that's a good cause, I'd say. That's positive, that's real talk. Big toes, what's the label? Spent years necking ethanol gallons, crafted for art. Now I'm getting so knackered, cause I'm late to blow up like a ref for Old Trafford. They chose to ignore, like them bread, there's no talent.
You don't even know yourself like it.
I give it to you, bro, just like it's HIV. London City be the place I be.
Bon appetit, magnifique on your blood, cleats, say la vie. Excuse my French, but who invented the Sammy Law? Oi. Told me that to kick it back, can you even score? Hitting the fanny rod, drawn by the born sight. I'ma kill them again, just like they were born twice. Obvious with the followers of an old school. Brush each other up in the way, you know they're so cool. They do run, they do run. This one will even triple like the shoes undone. Jack Diggs, old sons, and the one they call G-Back. Down, show down, I'm the one they call Almighty. Yeah, we getting so lively, I love my life when I'm getting things that's free.
Loose, sleep in the noose, top bunk snooze. Bitches tapped out till they tap out, call a truce. Excuse, white flag waving, catch me drapes, then the low flag wavy. Eye drop stain in your crazy paving. Underbody on your pebble dash, they're like Mr. Sudden. How would you like your bills settled?
Cash.
Flipping the digital dirt, the raw side. So welcome to the Kronx, I'm your tour guide. Yeah, cause there ain't much to see around the fits. Nah, apart from me and the council clip. Streets are pissing sick, chicken and chips. Guys dressed like chicks, the Thursday night tiger click. All for a cheap beer, see you in raw green. Reminisce on grappling with Mads when I was 14. LGM then, but now it's LG dubs with South Ways, but all city smoking healthy buns.
Early morning, my brain ain't working. One pass drunk, got clarity reversing. Walk with the penny pot sterling. One man's hate is the next man's worship. Scribble verses, thoughts out the floodgate. Streams of an evergreen duck from the cityscape. Coughing up dust, puffing out cheap crates. We only flip breaks if they're playing on metal plates. Up late, flicking thoughts at my gallery. Clear head clouded, fight for your sanity. Turn tragedy to gain slang sedative. From my hate to my love, it's all relative. Talk on hurdles, stumbling, drunk chatter. Turn bright sunshine into grey matter. Rap braggers serve slang on the silver platter. Words of wisdom scatter when the ink splatter.
I don't work for success on your terms. As depression got worse, what lessons got learned? I'm too proud to be part of the shit. Be like them, be retarded and rich. Never out on their messy nights. Stay home, sit around, go up in the televised game shows. Get a flash Range Rover on finance. Jeep in the city on a high cost price plan. Like a sign on their head saying mindless drones, beige fiends, feed vacuous vices. Them can't settle, watch friends, box sets. Copy nolly but shit, choose no concept. What's good, just what's worth money. Yummy mummies, push proper posh buggies. With them little shits in them wretched cunts of the future. Toast stays drunk in a stupor.
Spark the trailer, the flames are cruising by. Cloud cover, misty skyline, supersize. City shadows cast to cover the positives. I stay immune with no knowledge of politics. I wake up to the same stuff, the same brush. Keeping them paints up and trying to keep the... If 9 to 5-ing means that you're saying fuck, I wanna be known as a mentalist. Just get the gist of what I'm saying, cause I'm saying it loud. The prey of the town, too many stresses weighing us down. I wanna swim free, out of the slipstream they want me in. Uppercut the system, rocking 5 chunky sovereigns. And will there be a revolution we see, or we die from pollution? Ah, pollution we breathe. The cleat rising, but I'm trying to stay cool in the breeze. Instantly I'm feeling better when my music's released.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking back upon past days. Neck snapping as the drums penetrate my brain. From 9-0 and before to the present day, where some came to stay, others went a separate way. I'm digging in the crates, playing NWA. Bagging, balling jack for that gangster break. When I step in the arena, ain't no old school rave. When I'm talking helter-skelter, I ain't talking drum and bass. Nah, if you don't get what I said, I must be knocking breath out like that trap, but that's the fix. Rocking Juice Crew like it's 1 to 5 a day. Thinking Wu-Tang ain't the same without Ghostface Array. The old school days are still fresh up in my brain, like the time I saw Flash and the 5 on the stage. Music stimulates, there's too many crews to name. From old school breaks, we're bringing stars to the game, yeah.
What the fuck you talking about? You're doubting a professional. I spit so much shit, I've got you wiping off the residue. I drop rhymes in a way that you never knew. You ain't a clever dude, I get you just another pussy, yo. I got the flow that blow with no delays. Only thumbs up, you get other ones and motorways. I'm about to say 35 above shows my age. Why you skating on for nice with the ropes of railing? Hey, I came through like a couple of uppercuts. Rugged on the beat, plus you're loving my subtle touch. Well-rounded, like the girls with the bubble butts. And skipping through your tracks like I'm doing the double dutch. I guarantee to give what your fans need while I'm breaking records like Bolt doing the land speed. And that's the definition of a real bad breed. While I'm rolling over your shit just like a stampede, you see?
I remembered my rhymes, man. Shit.
Hey, big up, man. Yo, you just heard Jack Diggs, Oliver Sudden, G-Bag, Big Toast, a.k.a. the Gatecrashers. That was over some Seek the Northerner production. Shout out to Seek the Northerner, all you hip-hop producers out there. Hit us up with your beats. Beats for open mic is the subject. Hit up hiphop@foobarradio.com. All you MCs out there, hiphop@foobarradio.com. If you want to tear up the open mic like these mother lovers just did, jeez, you're tuned to the hip-hop show. DJ Sarah Lovers alongside myself, Mice Diggy. This is how we do it each and every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. Guys, man, that was fucking killer.
That was so much fun.
That's just made me, you gave me an idea. I think we need to start doing like a section where we do bring a crew in.
I would love to.
And they can just go off, call it Crew Love or some shit like that. Do you know what I mean? And they can just go off because it's cool hearing the guys backing each other up as well.
Oh, that was wicked.
Do you know what I mean? And helping each other out if someone forgets someone.
It was a bit rusty at places.
Hey, it was nice though, man. That was nice. That took me back, boy, to them cypher days.
That was fun. That's what I'm talking about. What I miss with there not being many groups left in hip hop.
We're
need this, like, yes.
We're coming.
So, how are people going to track you down? Like, how can they like hear more and everything?
Let everyone know your at Twitter or Facebook, whatever
Twitter at Jack Diggs or at Revolve Records.
Yeah, we all set up a Gatecrashers Twitter. It's just a bit slow with
it. What are your individual Twitter?
It's Big Toast TPS, all one word.
And then you got at G Bagular, GWEBAGULAR.
Mm-hmm. And we're on Facebook as well.
Yeah, just Google us.
I'm at Oliver Sudden UK. You grab bits there and Kronk's Don on Instagram, Facebook, Oliver Sudden. Another bits.
Nice, man. And the album, Uninvited, drops sometime in June-ish. Well, you lot can hit July, June. Yeah, follow
them. Aiming for June. Some wax, so hopefully we'll get a
bit. What's the video called that's out now?
Say Raw. Have you guys seen the video?
No.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Get on the microphone so the listeners can hear you too.
G-Bag's the one upset dude.
So chill.
He's the angry dude. You didn't add me on Facebook. You didn't watch the video.
He's the dry.
I ain't got to talk into the mic either. How about that?
The video.
How you like me now?
The video's on YouTube. And it's Skate Crashers, all one word, spelt with a Z at the end. Mm. And the tune is called Say Ra. That's S-A-Y-R-A-H. Okay. To think about that.
Sure.
It's a good tune. It's a good tune,
hey,
man.
You lot got to look out for that. Send us the track so we can play it as well, guys, man. Much love for blessing that open mic, boy. That's what I'm talking about, boy.
I have to actually add that this is our first fucking like
cypher
like live on there, so you know what I mean, this is a new chemistry.
You popped your cherry like twice.
You popped
your
cherry in front of you two,
right,
man.
You popped the Fubar radio cherry.
Yeah, cameras
and
out.
You popped your cypher together.
And G, bless him, was driven through like two hours of traffic from South London and worked all day. Bless him, he's the soldier.
Wow,
and he smashed it.
Clap for that. Now we understand why he's.
Driving ain't fun.
People think driving.
Lights and shit.
Yeah, people who don't drive think driving's easy, but that shit ain't fun when you're in traffic, man. That shit makes you say, are you taking a piss?
Yes, it does make you say that, definitely. And so, you know, we have like a regular part of the show where, you know, it's that opportunity where people get to vent about the things that really make them feel like.
Are you taking a piss?
So I guess like the traffic, you know, the estate agent, many of the things that people were coming up with.
Let's just run through some of these. We might as well, because these are pointless, so we might as well say.
Libby.
Libby says any diet drink is pointless, just contains more crap.
Exactly. That's what I'm always saying. Why are you drinking chemicals?
Daisy says clothes for animals, not cute at all.
I elaborate on that one a little bit.
I guess there is a point to it then.
What's it?
You know what I mean? You take that shit into church. You bring them dogs into church. You better keep it in your bag.
Your colostomy bag.
Don't try that shit. Pissing and shitting on my unleavened bread. You better keep that shit out there. So Eddie says Coldplay albums.
Thank you.
Are you taking the piss? Damn,
that's messed up. What am I going to listen to when I want to cry and be upset? When I want these worry lines to show up on my forehead?
That's your go-to artist.
Rob Myers says Eminem's do-rag.
Wow. Are you taking the piss?
That is a bit racist. Maybe he was trying to work on some curls underneath there whilst he had it.
Who's Rob Myers? Isn't that...
Yeah,
probably.
Connie Khan.
Hey.
Yay.
He also. Oh, is that Connie Khan?
I think that's Connie Khan.
That.
Yeah.
He even says,
and I did have your tune queued up, Connie.
He says, "Fingerless gloves."
That's real life.
Ryan Maxwell says world star.
Are you taking the piss?
Like they actually need a beat down. Are you taking the piss?
That's hilarious, man.
Fingerless gloves. They look cool.
Makarov says they do
wear
them
because
cool,
that's what Oliver was just saying. He wears them because they look cool.
Yeah, they look well cool. I wear them all the time. My leather jacket.
They kind of remind me of
rubbish Nikes,
last of the summer wine.
Ankle jeans.
Rainbow coloured ankle jeans.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with rainbow colours. I'm just
flame
saying,
legs.
You know, if you're going to wear them with ankle jeans.
Can I interject? I got one. Shout outs. Got my wife.
Hey.
She don't piss me off though, but
Big up my wife, big up Leash, big up Lani, love you guys. See you soon, make sure the dinner's on.
All right, shout out to Mrs. G.
Shout out to Man Cub as well. Shout out to Don Man Cub, he asked for a shout out.
Wicked man.
We're a CBM fan.
Oh, keeping it family.
So
like
speaking
it.
Of pointless things. Family! Fucking, why do we need them, mate? You're always thinking about it. You always got to call them up.
Now, shout out to Mama Mice. I had to call her yesterday just to check she's still alive up in this. Blah, 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 blah. She's getting old now, boy. But yeah, Makarov. Makarov says DJ Mustard and Iggy Azalea.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That's a very
serious answer.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That is pointless.
Serious matter.
I'm
either
an ear or the eye.
Nah, I'm not having it.
All right.
No.
What, put it ear or the eye? What, pointless?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, mate. You know what I mean?
How would you have got here
without your eyes?
No, I mean, I mean, to the ear or to the eye.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She has got a big booty, so you kind of, you let her
sorry,
go there.
Sorry, the ear. Oh, okay.
So
I'm
she
just
could just shut the fuck up
and walk past
her. She'd never heard
this. She'd be all right, yeah. The ear or the eye. I was like, huh? That's pointless. That like, how the fuck are you going to make your shit? What about your ears? That shows how cryptic. Ignorant I am, boy. Oh, somebody's mentioned Emerge. Emerge MC's mentioned pre-peeled and packaged oranges. What the fuck is going
it's
on?
It's a liberty.
In this world,
and
man?
When you people buying like pre-chopped onions and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Salad lettuce. What's it called? Sandwich lettuce. It's like pre-chopped lettuce. Sandwich lettuce.
But all of these things, there's a piss take. All of those things.
Are you taking the piss?
Because they're taking the piss out of us making that stuff, man. Unnecessary things.
Sorry, yesterday.
We've got a minute and a half left, mice, and there's just so many recommendations for pointless things.
I cannot believe it. There as well.
Yeah, we already spent about half an hour talking about
wrapped up banana, banana wraps, bro. The shit is already wrapped. It's naturally wrapped, and you want to wrap it again. What the fuck is going on in this world?
Banana case is good. If you got a bag, you want to take.
It's like putting shoes on your shoes. No? Hey, yeah, I've got these bad shoes in there. Right, for real. Yeah, they fit. They fit my size 9s all right as well.
But listen, we got to wrap this up. We got to go. Thank you so
Speaking of rapid pointless things.
For all of you coming through to the show. Nice Make one. Sure you tune into the show next week, Monday, 4 p.m, because we are going to be having an exclusive interview with Smith and Wesson. That's Tech and Steel. So make sure you lock into that. They were performing the other day. Our last track of the day is going out to our guest from last week, which was Rhyme Seekers. So if you've missed any of the episodes, go to foobarradio.com/hip-hop and you can listen back to all
you
of that goodness.
Right.
Are you
up
introducing
next,
our party people?
Who have we got up next though? We got a badge of friendship.
Badge of friendship, yes.
I can't remember all of their names, so I won't say all of their names, you mother lovers.
Yes, Rhyme Seekers, I'm so sorry. We've only got like 20 seconds to play you happy birthday, so it's not even going to get to the chorus for
the
you.
Rhyme Schemes. Oh, man, Rhyme Seekers. Shout out to Rhyme Schemes. Happy birthday.
You can hear the intro, in the intro to the
Oh, yeah, and happy birthday to Cool Herc. It was his birthday on the weekend. Shout out to Chris for reminding us. And Redman as well. Yeah, Jesus, man, hip hop weekend.
And we're
is it? Wow.
Now, devil make my sins. I ought to be alone again. Anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. Cause we all know in our minds that there ought to be a time that we can set aside. Perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be happy.